Anyway, to happier and more positive things now, Rich Parsons has joined me in the studio. Good evening to you.
How are you doing, Tony?
Fine, right? Thank you, Tar. Thank you ever so much for coming in.
That's all right.
All the way from Rugeley in Staffs.
Oh, yes.
Good man.
Sunny Fishing Village.
A what?
Sunny Fishing Village.
A fishing village?
Yeah.
Why is it called a fishing village?
No, it's not really.
Is it not?
It's got a power station and a road through in and out.
And that's it, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
that's...
you were painting such wonderful words pictures before that. I'd never heard it referred to as a fishing village before, and that's probably the reason
that's why.
Okay, now what you've done, the first thing you've done is dumped in my lap your mm-hmm. songbook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, let's what it says. It's got its own instructions in this songbook. It says, take a look through the menu, select your favourite song and artist, write it down on the request form, hand it to Rich when completed, wait for the song, and enjoy.
That's it.
Please refrain from excessive requests to allow the input and enjoyment of fellow guests.
That's it.
Good. So what you do, you hand this out then to all the people that are at your gigs?
Yeah, what happens is, I used to go out and watch a lot of gigs, and a lot of people... they like kick out the songs and then that's it. You don't get any more.
Yeah.
Show me the money and then they're out of there.
Sure.
So I get a bit carried away. I usually do about 50 songs, loads of encores. We usually have a lock-in at most pubs.
A lock-in.
Yeah. dish those out to the tables. People write down what they want to hear. And that way, I never pick a set list that always comes from the audience.
That's so brilliant. How many songs are in here? You've got from the 50s,
yep.
the 60s, the 70s,
yep.
and the 80s, the 90s, and 2000 plus.
Yep, keep updating it. It takes a bit of time, but there's pretty much everything in there, really.
How many in total, do you reckon?
I'd say off the top of my head, there's probably getting on for 300 or more.
There's got to be hundreds. There's got to be. I mean, just the Beatles alone.
Yeah.
I saw her standing there, another girl, I know, love her, a hard day's night, and your Birkenstein, Blackbird, back in the USSR, can't buy me love, comes. I mean, they just go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you to the test. Okay. I'm going to fire a song title at you.
Yeah.
And all I want you to do is the...
opening chord?
Yeah, but literally seconds. Otherwise, it'll make logging a nightmare.
This is either going to work, or you're going to pick an obscure one. I don't know.
I'll try and make it easy for you.
Okay.
All right, let's go then. I'm a believer, the Monkees. God, yeah, that's it. It's enough.
Yep.
Right. What else we got? The Young Ones by Cliff. Okay, that's enough.
Yep.
This is fun. I like this. What about Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks?
Guitar's a bit out.
Gotcha, right, okay. I must say, I haven't prepared him for this, listener. I'm just firing these at him left, right and centre to put him to the test.
That's the best way.
I suppose it is. You must have an incredible memory for these things, apart from anything else. How do you go on for remembering the words?
I don't get that much. How it works is, I've got my MP3 player and I've got my CD player in my car. And people are always coming up to me saying, can you play this, can you play that? So what I do is I get hold of the track and then I'll go away and learn it. So by the time I get to a gig, I've got some kind of idea how it goes.
Yeah.
It's weird because sometimes you'll be playing a song and then you'll get a similar kind of song in a different key, in the same key.
Mm.
And sometimes I just get a mental block when I'm playing because there's thousands of
words
and chords just floating around. So.
I can well imagine. You're only a young man, aren't you, as my wife would say, a young man.
Yes, 24.
And you're a singer-songwriter, so... don't these cover versions of other songs, don't they get in the way of your own songwriting talents? Aren't you know, while you're sitting there sort of banging out cover versions, you could be sitting there banging out your own original stuff, couldn't you?
I'd love to be fair. I used to do a lot of my own material. It works when you're kind of in bands and you're doing like Battle of the Bands and they're looking for that kind of thing, but when it suits the audience really. When you're doing the pubs and clubs, they don't really go for your own stuff. It's a shame.
It is a shame, eh?
But,
because if only you could just break through that sort of ring of fire and come out the other end, that's all they'd want to hear, wouldn't it, if you became...
The idea is it kind of, you know, you get out on the circuit and you play covers to start with, and as you build up your audience, it tends to go the other way, and you can start slipping in your own songs. So eventually, the more people that come to see you and the more people that are used to you, they start to begin to learn the words to your own songs, and then eventually you're just going out doing your own. I haven't got there yet, because it takes... quite a lot of time.
I can imagine.
At the moment, it's just crowd pleasers and like you say, in there, early Beatles through to, you know, the hard rock, the pop. There's a lot of stuff in there I don't actually like of personal taste, but I do it anyway because I get, that's what I get requested for, really. 80s are quite popular at the moment.
And the Beatles seem to figure significantly.
Well, I mean, there's three bands I can't really live without, and that's like the Beatles, Queen and U2. Those three bands really dominate my CD collection at home.
Are you ready for another one, then?
Okay.
It's Only Love.
It's Only Love.
By the Beatles. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, good. I should have known better. Got it.
The guitar's a little bit out because I think it's the car park.
But no. Do you want to tune it up? I mean, I can take an important announcement while you tune up the old strings. Do you want to do that?
That's okay.
Are you sure you're okay with that?
It's all done, yeah.
Okay, my friend. Well, you're not going to perform a cover version for us tonight. You're going to perform not one, but two of your own original tracks.
Yeah.
What's the first one called?
The first one is called Working Out A Way.
Okay.
This is one I wrote a couple of years ago. It's kind of a jangly Beatles-style love song. Quite a good tempo and beat to it. I've got a really bad habit of writing too many slow songs, so this one I kind of jazzed it up a bit.
Rich Parsons, let's hear it. Working Out A Way.
Okay, cheers, mate.
I've been working out a way to get through to you. It's a route that's taking far too long. There's a mental block at the front of my head, which tells me if I'm right or wrong. Of all the places in the world I could call my home, maybe I'm too blind to see. I tried to shake you up and throw you far away. You're always coming back to me. Nothing changes, 'cause everything will stay the same. I'm trying to change it so we can just begin again. Look out my window to let the air get to the pain. Then you tell me. Nothing left but my broken bones. They won't be fixed so easily. There's a ticking clock hanging from my wall, tells me if it's gonna be. Of all the minutes in the hour I can choose right now, I'll let them all just slip away. Seconds pass me by and they don't come back. I wait until another day. Sat in the middle, never know which way to turn. Trying to make it, how much I can earn. As soon as it gets here, see how much you can burn. Then it leaves me. Thank you.
Very good. No, seriously, that really was very good. Very catchy. Very, my old toe was tapping
was
along
it?
To that all the way
through.
Should have
brought a drum kit in, you could have...
Oh, absolutely. I'm very good with my paradiddles, you know, I tell you. So how long does it take you to write something like that?
I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so what I do is I write 3 or 4 songs.
Mm.
And then put it into the best bits into one. Because when you write for so
that's
long...
That's brilliant. I've never heard of that. I mean, well, I say I've never heard about that. I think the Beatles used to do things like that. Lennon and McCartney, didn't they?
Yep.
They'd write, you know, maybe half a song here and half a song there and probably 3/4 of a song there. And they weren't quite happy with any of them. But when they were stuck together, I think A Day in the Life was like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's probably a combination of about 3 different songs. It's the same with Bohemian Rhapsody. Freddie Mercury wrote a nice love song bit. And then a nice operatic bit, and then a heavy rock song, and then gel them all together. So,
how to write something like that, eh?
yeah.
I mean, you never know.
That's just
you
a pinnacle for me. That's one of the greatest songs I think you ever hear.
It takes some beating, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got its critics, but never seen anything like it.
Absolutely right. Who would you say have been your biggest influences in your life so far, musically speaking?
I think the first thing to hit my ears from an early age. My mum used to say it was Pebble Mill at One music. That was the first song I heard, and Rollin' Rat. And then, following on from that, started onto the Beatles, bit of ABBA, because you can't beat a bit of pop music. Then I moved on to Queen. I used to have a Queen tape everywhere I went, really. And then as I got a bit older, I went through the Nirvana stage, where you grow your hair a bit and get into the metal stuff. And then in recent years I've been doing that kind of stuff, really. I've mellowed a bit. I've gone down the acoustic route. I'm a big fan of Neil Finn, who, you know, the Finn brothers from Crowded House.
I'm hearing more and more about those, actually.
Yeah.
In fact, you wanted me to play a record by them.
Oh, definitely.
So you brought a track with you.
I have. The Finn brothers, I think, are by far the most underrated singer-songwriters out there at the moment.
Right.
I mean, this is their new album, and... It's something that I really haven't taken off the CD player for the last few months.
Right.
I went to see them at the Civic Hall, and they're doing what I'm trying to encapsulate, really. I mean, track one is Won't Give In. And
right.
It's the kind of thing you can take your girlfriend out on a date to, really.
I haven't got a girlfriend. I think Judy might have a word to say about that if I took my girlfriend out, I tell you. All right, so it's called what?
This is Won't Give In. And it's from the Finn Brothers. And if you're going to start playing guitar, or you're going to think of songwriting, then this is the masterclass. This is the tuition you want to be listening to.
Let's hear it. stuff there by the Finn Brothers and Won't Give In. I like it. It's good stuff. And they're one of your greatest influences at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, I just love the sound that they kind of put across both on their albums, and the good thing is as well, they can do that live, which is something I look for when I go and see a band, whether they can produce what's on the track kind of thing. So it's really light acoustic bass, a lot of acoustic guitars, light drums. They actually use sometimes a real double bass as well, so it's not too overpowering. So that's the kind of stuff I'm trying to get, really. I'm doing it on my own at the moment, but I'd love to get back into a band again.
Right.
So like-minded people, really, who just literally want to play anything.
Have you got a website?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Do you want to give them out?
Yeah, definitely. It's my mate James put this together for me. It's a brilliant website. Really proud of it. It's Rich Parsons Music. That's all one word. So that's Rich Parsons Music. .co.uk.
Simple as that. Rich Parsons Music. .co.uk.
Yeah.
Splendid stuff.
Leave me a message.
Okay, well, if anybody fancies joining Rich, then there's an opportunity for you. I'll pass you that CD back because it's yours, not ours. Thank you very much indeed for that. So you've been at it, playing musical instruments, since 1992.
Yeah, yeah. The main influence was Queen. That was the band that made me pick up the guitar, really. I watched the Freddie Mercury tribute concert and then basically decided from there that that's what I wanted to do.
But you started on the drums, didn't you?
Yeah, I was drumming at the age of 14.
Yeah.
Couldn't get into most of the venues, but they smuggled me in. I was playing like rock covers as well, so I was shattered by the time I come off the stage.
I can imagine.
And then I formed my own band when I was about 16 on guitar. That took me up to about 2000.
Why did you switch from drums to guitar?
I think it's curiosity. You see members of a band and you think, oh, that looks good. So at the moment I've got a drum kit, a bass guitar, a mandolin, a synthesizer, and about 7 or 8 guitars.
Right.
So and I equal it, you know, even it out across them all. So I'm always trying to develop myself, really.
You're self-taught.
Yep.
Brilliant.
No music. I actually got banned from the music department at school.
What did you do?
I just used to spend all my time in there. I used to wag lessons in there, and the music teacher used to come in, and I was playing on a double bass, and he used to say, "You out," and I was like, "Yeah, but I'm only, you know, practicing." And so I actually got banned from the music.
That's a shame. You're banned for the wrong reasons, surely.
But yeah, I was playing xylophones and bass drums and everything. He just kicked me out because I was a nuisance.
What a shame. So you haven't let it drag you down. That's the main
thing. No.
So where are you gigging at the moment?
Where am I gigging? I'm doing quite well at the moment. The diary's filling up. I'm trying to get onto the club circuit because I've been on the club circuit not very long. I started doing it January. I've done about 5 gigs altogether, a couple of showcases, and the feedback that I'm getting is a lot of people are saying it's good to see someone with a guitar playing it live. So that's quite different. So if I can get into that kind of niche in the market, I just love doing it so much. I just want to get out there and just play anywhere, anytime. And I always go over anyway, so a really cheap night of entertainment.
You get value for money with Rich Parsons.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, so richparsonsmusic.co.uk. We'll give him another mention of his website. You got one more track to play us out with?
Yes, this is a second track. I don't actually play this often, so hopefully it should go okay.
This is another of your own compositions.
Yeah, this is the thing I'm not used to playing them, you see, because it's always covers. But this is another track that I wrote about November time, and this is called This Something, and you can hear it on the website as well if you want to hear the proper version.
Splendid.
Cheers, mate. She turns to walk away from me. Emotions need seeing to believe. It's lonely when your mind is on its own. She leaves me, but never for too long. I couldn't hide it if I tried. There's something we deny. Shake it up, we can pour it out, we can move
give it up, and you might walk away. What I'm trying to say is I need you, I want you tonight. She lies about closing all our doors, and all that we've broken down before. Find me scaling these four walls. Catch me whenever I may fall. I couldn't face it if I tried. Something we deny. We can make it up. We can roll it out. We can sing along. We can never be without it. Give it up, and you might walk away. What I'm trying to say is I need you, I want you tonight. We can never pass it by. Something we deny. Shake it up, pour it out. We can never be without it. We give it up, and you might walk away. What I'm trying to say is I need you, I want you tonight. I need you, I want you tonight. I keep you, I hold you.
Wonderful stuff. What a talented man you are. I mean
Thank
that.
You.
I really do.
Thank you.
We've had some great musicians, singer-songwriters on this show over the years, and you're right up there with the very best of them, Rich.
Thanks so much, Tony. Much appreciated.
Lovely to talk to you, and all the best with the future.
Brilliant. Good to meet you, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Good to meet you. That's richparsonsmusic.com.
Stirring it up Saturday night. Now, why is it taking you so long to wake up?